Hey, that was our Easter camp experience, and I guess this morning there is the light side and there is the dark side of the stage, and Sam has given me strict instructions. I need to stand over there seeing I'm wearing black so people can see me. But I was thinking this morning, you know, with this light going out, it's in some ways it allowed us, as I was standing there worshipping, thinking, actually, it's quite nice because what it actually has enabled us to do is draw our attention to where our attention should be focused, and that is the light of the cross this morning. And this morning you got to see a little bit of what the fun side, I guess, in some ways, of what Easter camp was about. But this morning I wanted to get some of our young people to share about their experience at camp, both some of the fun, but also what God did and where God captured their attention at camp. So I'm just going to play a little video for you in their own words of what our young people enjoyed about camp.
My favourite moment of camp was the water slide and tribal wars. That was really fun.
Hi, my name is Sam, and I am the king of tribal wars. So, like, if I had to say, like, one really funny story, it would probably be, like, the tribal, like, in general, the whole thing. There was, firstly, we started off with the face paint, which I got everywhere on my nice shirt, which I've somehow managed to get off, and got the flag.
Okay, so my favourite part of camp was meeting new people and making new friends. My favourite God moment was a speech which murdered. It was very good, and I had a few people praying for me, and that was nice.
Like the flag, the uni girl with the bananas, true symbol of yellow down there.
Just the people, it's just fun connecting with all of them. And I think my favourite part about like the last part was like probably the main session of the last evening was when everyone was just gathering around and just being there for people who need it the most.
Together, we were the quietest when it came to the chants. We didn't have much of like a to it, but like I tried.
The thing that I really enjoyed about Easter camp this year was meeting all the lovely Tower girls and sort of just hanging out with my friends. And I feel like I had a real deep connection on the last night. I had to kind of go sit outside for like an hour afterwards on the really wet, cold grass.
Yeah. Again, we start off with a bit of a losing streak. Yeah.
Oh, I enjoyed hanging out with my friends and meeting new people at Easter camp.
I enjoyed playing volleyball and hanging out with people.
The stupidity and the getting wet, because nobody really cared, it was just all casual.
Something I enjoyed about Easter camp was the slip and slide. It was really big, and it was cool like going down with friends like, at the same time and hitting people at the end as well. And then a cool God moment was on that last night when there was just like a really cool atmosphere created and everyone was just talking, and I saw things happen like in my friends' faiths and stuff, and it was really cool.
Wait, second question?
Yeah.
Hold on.
We weren't ready for that one.
Lift up the water bucket and just psh on me, and it was the greatest.
Okay, so what I enjoyed about Easter camp was just the overall vibe of it. Everyone was chill, everyone was having fun. And the moment where I connected with it the most was Andy's talk about transformation. So I was thinking, wow, that'll be me one day. I'll transform into something amazing. So yeah, that was, yeah.
Like guns, like?
I connected with others and like helped them through what they were going through, and I felt God do that.
Okay, so a certain someone clogged the toilet really late at night. I woke up and the whole entire cabin smelled like poo. It was absolutely disgusting. And then in the morning I had to clean it up.
I felt God during the worship and during Andy's talk and praying for people and being prayed for.
Today, and then we went slip and sliding and I got home and...
Alright, I loved Easter camp. The best part was definitely the slip and slide, because it was so fun and there was so much foam. Everyone came up like covered. I mean covered. everyone was giving each other hugs and it was great. But my God moment was when I was sitting down in the main session on the last night, and I didn't know why I was still there. Like, my friend was telling me to leave, but I was like, no. And then Delta came over and like started crying and stuff, and told us about her God moment, and me and my friend helped her get through it, and it was pretty awesome. And in hindsight, I feel like it was God telling me to stay put and wait for Delta. So yeah, come to Easter Camp.
And my other cool story is, some of you may have seen it in the video that we did earlier, is that Andy approached me for a burping competition. When I got to there, I put on my best Pink Floyd shirt, and I grabbed, I believe it was a Fanta and a ginger beer. So funny, because Jimmy and James, they were hyping me up for like, everyone had gone except Jimmy, we're discussing it, and then I just went, those are definitely my two best moments of Easter camp, for sure.
My favourite faith moment was the second night. I had two talks with Andy and Patty. With Patty, I was talking about worship and how I can worship God on the sports field. And with Andy, I was talking about kind of how the Christian faith kind of works and stuff like that.
One thing I enjoyed about Easter Camp this year was just the community and how small it was, and just being able to meet everyone and the mosh pits, obviously. And what's part of my faith journey was just having people come up to me and tell me about the God moments, which was really cool.
I really enjoyed Easter Camp. It was really good for me. I got to hang out with really great people, and yeah, there were cool people there. It was really great for my faith journey, as I've always thought I kind of felt God's presence, but I don't know if it was the place I was at. I don't think it was. I think it was because I was the people I was surrounded with, and it was the right time for me. Because like at Extend the year before, I kind of said I want to, like, I'm giving up, because I've always, for my whole life, I've chased God. But at Extend the year before, I said I'm ready for him. And then at Easter camp, I felt him for the first time. I felt his real presence. It was unlike anything I've ever felt before. And that was because the people who were there, the area it was, the time they gave me to breathe, you know? It was just the right time, the right place, and it was the right time for me to feel God. And I didn't rush that, and it just helped me in my pursuit with God. So it was great. Amen, brother.
My spiritual moment would definitely be, well, on the night that we did some praying, I believe it was Saturday, I don't know, I just felt like a reason, like, Patty walked by and I just grabbed his hand, and we just kind of prayed in this little group. I believe it was with Lockie, James, Foxy and Andy, me and Patty. And it was really beautiful. And so later that night, I was lying in bed, practically overdosed on Pamela after two injuries the same day. And Patty approached me, and we had like a really good chat about like why. And we walked around. I don't know if you saw me and Patty, but like we just talked about like God and how I kind of saw that in my own view. So like my point of view on like things like death, or like why is God important? And then the next day, and this is the really great thing that Patty did, since we're both from Catholic origin, and he wanted to keep it a more friendly environment to me and we did this thing called Levitico Divina, I believe, and he taught me how to do that, and it was just a really like special moment, because that bond between me and Patty and Jimmy and that kind of closeness, and yeah, it was really beautiful. That was like my connection to God. It was just listening to others, their experiences, and letting myself kind of experience God through them.
Yeah, so that was their Easter camp experience in their words, and many of our own Easter camp experience for us. You know, it was an awesome camp. We had an amazing time, and I loved what Jimmy was saying there. You know, it was just the right time, and I gave God space, you know, essentially. And same for Sam, you know, powerful story. Sam's a bit of a character, as you can tell, and he's a good storyteller. We do a thing at youth group called What's Your Cool Story? And Sam's one of our keen storytellers. So he's available for weddings and other things as well, or business functions. Good storyteller. Anyway, so Easter camp. What makes Easter camp so good? And this is a question that I've been pondering on for the last, I don't know, 20 years. But what makes Easter camp so good? And is it the slip and slide or Grant's amazing foam cannon getting covered in it? Yeah, but nah. You know, maybe it's the Tribal Wars games and having fun and trying to throw a water balloon into a bucket, or, you know, surfing on a air mattress over people. You know, is that what makes Easter camp so good? Yeah, but nah. Is it hanging out with a bunch of mates for the weekend and having a good time and joining together and meeting some new people or discovering some new leaders and just engaging with those people? Is that what makes Easter camp so good? Yeah, but nah. Is it like the awesome dance parties late at night and the karaoke with Josh working his phone strobe? You know, is that what makes Easter camp so good? Yeah, it is. No, nah, it's a part of it. Or is it coming together with your friends and having worship together in a significant moment with an incredible worship band? Shout out to those guys. They were amazing, so special, giving up their weekend for us. Or is it some of the messages that come through and the invitation to response? Is that what makes Easter camp so good? Yeah, but nah. What makes Easter camp so good? Well, it's the obvious answer, really. I mean, it's God, right? You know, I'm sure if I was at youth group and asking our youth group kids, I'd say God, Bible, Jesus. I don't know, you know? It's God, but yet it's more. It's time, yet more. It's purpose that makes Easter camp so good. Easter camp is young people giving their attention to God. And that's what makes Easter camp so good. You know, for our young people each year, they get a whole lot of opportunity throughout the year to have space to spend with God, to give God their attention. And it got me wondering about ourselves in those times, and we see God do incredible things in their lives through those times, whether it's Easter Camp Extend or on a bus tour or, you know, from those big events. Yes, it's the week to week, like we have the week to week here on Sundays or in our home groups, but it's those big key moments where they're taking time out and we see God do cool things in their lives. And it leaves me with this question: when do we take the time to pay attention to God ourselves as the adults in their lives? You know, for myself as a pastor, this is a question we ask ourselves often. When am I actually just trying to invest into my own life without just investing into others? You know? And I wonder in those moments what captures your attention with God. I remember a number of years ago, my attention was captured, and it was captured in a simple piece of scripture. And I want to read that scripture to you. And on the surface, it's an interesting one to pick, but I'll explain why in a minute. But the scripture was this from Genesis 3:8. When they heard the sound of God strolling in the garden in the evening breeze, the man and his wife hid in the trees of the garden, hid from God. And God called to the man, "Where are you?" I often go back to this piece of scripture and just sit in it. And it's these pieces of that scripture that really jump out to me. They heard the sound of God strolling in the garden in the evening breeze. God called to the man, where are you? And for me, I love that imagery of God meeting with man in the garden, coming in the cool of the day. It's like God arriving to chew the fat, discuss the day, what has happened, what is going on for you. I love that imagery of God in the garden with the man, and it's an imagery I long to have with God. Easter camp allows young people to give their attention to God, but when do we take the time to pay attention to God? It's another image I really like, and it's this image of the time we live between two trees, the tree in Genesis 3 and the tree in Revelation 22, where crystal waters flow from the thrones and leaves fall from the tree and bring healing to the nations. It's a beautiful image that God presents us with. But for now, we live between the trees. And there is the third tree, the dead tree that sits in the middle, but a tree that brought life when God came to, so that he might once again walk with man. And I love the story in Zacchaeus, in Luke 19 of Zacchaeus, when Zacchaeus climbs a tree to pay attention to God who was walking through his town. And God sees Zacchaeus, Jesus sees Zacchaeus in the tree and calls him down and goes to his home to spend time with him. For Zacchaeus, he had to take time out of his schedule to go and see the man who was coming to town. For Zacchaeus, he had to pay attention to look out for him and then make the choice to sit and take him back to his home to dine with Jesus. I love that story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus paying attention to God and ourselves choosing to as well. So when do you take the time to pay attention to God? You need to go climb a tree to give God some time. Do you create time for listening? Do you create time to listen to God calling to you? Where are you? Or like so many of us in our hectic lives, finding some way either intentionally or unintentionally to hide from God. And I think we all have those moments in our lives. And as I mentioned, I was sitting with some pastors this week and we were asked this question, when are we creating time for God? And there's different responses around the table when we see the importance. But life takes over as it does for all of us. I know in our household, it's crazy at some points where me and Nikki barely get the time to spend with each other, you know? And I'm sure it's the same for you, going from this event to that event to life. But when are we intentionally taking the time to spend with God? And that's what makes Easter camp so good. Because Easter camp is young people coming together to give their attention to God and say, I am here, Lord. And this morning, I just want to leave you with that question. We've had some awesome series from Rob in recent times, from the Warrant of Fitness one in February last year. Maybe it's an opportunity to go and re-listen to that, or the one when he came back from his sabbatical and talking about that journey, but an opportunity to say, I am here, Lord, and sit and take good time to focus on God. But I encourage you, like our young people have and will again a couple of times this year, to take good time to pay attention to God and say, I am here.